You're listening to Consider This, episode 115, for August 3rd, 2015.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, welcome to Consider This, a podcast that features my conservative commentary and your feedback all in just 10 minutes or less. I'm Doug Payton, the source of the commentary, and you are the source of the feedback. Do you want to leave some feedback? Oh, you know you do. So write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com or call me at 267-CALL-CT0 with your thoughts. There are more ways to get in touch at the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. That's CT as in crackling thunder. And speaking of feedback, the episode topics this week come as a result of feedback from two listeners. We'll talk about Confederate symbol removal overreach and response to the Whataburger open carry question I posted on Facebook and Twitter. That's coming up. I'd like to find out more about my audience, that is to say you, y'all, or yuns, depending on where you're from. There's a survey link on the website that I hope you'll take just a couple of minutes to answer. Thanks so much. One of the many links I posted on the Consider This Facebook and Google Plus pages was a news story that Confederate symbols were being taken down from the Bexar County Courthouse near San Antonio, Texas. This was very soon after South Carolina removed its official display of the Confederate flag, but the symbols in Texas included these. The symbols that were ordered to be removed included a plaque adjacent to the courthouse of the Confederate flag and a reference to the Jefferson Davis Highway that was never approved or built by the federal government. The other symbol is a plaque outside the former Federal Reserve Building that the county recently purchased and marks the site where the Vance House once stood. According to the plaque, General Robert E. Lee stayed at the Vance House during his visits to San Antonio in the mid-1800s. Okay, the flag and a reference to a non-existent highway, I get. But an historical plaque that basically says Robert E. Lee slept here is a Confederate symbol? Well, listener Mark McGee had this to say. Quote, "The history is still true, right? Did they vote to go back in time and banish Lee from Texas?" Close quote. Well, the only politically correct thing I could reply was, "Who is this Lee you speak of?" But this is indeed a case of overreach that I'm concerned about. The NAACP chapter in Atlanta officially called for the sandblasting of the figures of Generals Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson and Confederate President Jefferson Davis from the side of Stone Mountain. You may not have heard of that carving. I know I hadn't before moving here in 1985, but it's called the largest high relief sculpture in the world. Now, just an interesting aside, the guy who started the Stone Mountain carving had disagreements with the managers of the project after carving only Lee's head. After he left, he later did the carving on Mount Rushmore. True story. Anyway, I don't think sandblasting is ever going to happen. Stone Mountain is a Georgia state park that is a huge tourist attraction, so they aren't going to do anything to threaten that. Besides, others who have called for the removal of the Confederate flags have said that they should only be seen in a museum. And even Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson of Georgia, one of the most liberal you'll find, was a voice of reason in that dispute. And that's saying something, since he once expressed concern that the island of Guam would tip over and capsize if too many military personnel were stationed there. So yeah, when he's the voice of reason, you need to rethink your position. I will note that his district includes Stone Mountain, so make of that what you will. The NAACP did say they would accept a compromise of adding other figures to the mountain to give a bigger picture, so to speak, of the historical events. Some have suggested Martin Luther King Jr., though I would suggest someone more contemporary to the time like Harriet Tubman. But the fact that we're having to compromise to avoid the literal sandblasting of history should give us all pause. allow me to appropriate a famous quote for this situation. Those who delete the past are condemned to repeat it. I asked a question on the Facebook page and in my Twitter feed, but I screwed it up. I need to do these things after my Mountain Dew. Yes, most people prefer coffee, but Dew is my caffeine delivery system. Anyway, I asked with regard to one of the topics in the last episode, do you think Whataburger should be allowed to refuse concealed carry customers? Of course, if you were paying attention, and I'm sure you all were, the Texas franchise started refusing open carry customers as a nod to those not comfortable with visible guns in a restaurant. Concealed carry customers are still permitted. This foul-up was caught by my brother-in-law, Doug. Yes, that's his name. And yes, it has been the source of confusion and hilarity. But listener Barb responded to the tweet, and her answer, though it was to the wrongly worded question, pretty much answers it either way. She said, quote, "Yes, any business should have the right to dictate what its terms and conditions of doing business will be. If someone doesn't like it, don't let the door hit you on the way out." Close quote. Yep, as I said, it is their right. Your right is to decide who gets your burger money. And these two rights don't make a wrong. Nobody's rights have to be taken away so somebody else can have their rights. Well, except Christians, of course. Totally different situation. Somehow. Oh, and Barb also noted she has a concealed carry permit. Bad guys, beware. So you see, I do highlight your feedback, and honestly, I make it so easy. For this episode, I got feedback from the Facebook page. Just search there or on Google Plus for the Consider This podcast. I also got it from Twitter, where my user is at CTPodcasting. And of course, there's always email, considerthis@ctpodcasting.com, and the phone, 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280. And of course, you can comment on the show notes at the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, which has links to all the other ways to talk to me. I appreciate Mike and Barb giving me their thoughts, so now, let's hear yours. Let us know what you think, so that the rest of us can consider this.